Message number 46. Publish my messages across the world. Monday, February 7th, 2011 at 22:00. My daughter, you strayed a little and now you ask for the strength to give you the confidence and courage to carry out my instructions. This is good. Give me your time as my beloved mother requested, because your soul must remain pure when communicating my word. I must now ask you to start planning the release of my precious warning, a gift for every single person in the world. They must be given details of this by the end of February over the internet and across the world. Hurry, child, do what has to be done so that as many people as possible are given a chance to hear it. Give this time, my beloved daughter, because it is now urgent. This request is not meant to frighten you. It is to emphasize the urgency so that as many people as possible in the world are prepared. Then they can seek reconciliation when their sins are unveiled before their eyes. By preparing, they will benefit greatly. It is because of this piece of scripture that they will survive the warning. Then they will be pure, and with the blessings they will receive will then be ready to face the trials that will follow. Embrace this gift, my daughter. Do not feel frightened or disillusioned. This is a gift for mankind. Your accepting this call has meant that you have suffered, but not in the way you expected. Your suffering came about because of temptation. Your doubts have stopped you from accepting the peace and joy in your soul that is yours if you would allow me the freedom to take you and guide you. It is time now, my daughter, to surrender all to me. Offer me your free will as a gift, and I will give you the biggest and most cherished gift of all. Peace, joy, and a tremendous love for me in every part of your being. Come now, my daughter. Be mine. Finally, join in union with me. Give me all your love, suffering, worries, and concerns. Just release them now. Then and only then will you be truly free and light of heart. This work will require strength, my daughter. You are not just what you term a visionary. I am giving you the gift of prophecy. Why? Because you, my precious prophet, will be instrumental in spreading the good news to the whole world about my second coming when I return to earth. I realize that this news may come as a shock, but you have been preparing for this role for a very, very long time, only you did not know it. To help you with this task, I have assigned a number of saints to help you. They include Saint Benedict, Saint Augustine, Pope John Paul II, Saint Faustina, Saint Malachi, and Saint Teresa of Avila. I will reveal others in time. All are working now to support your task, which is one of the most important ever given to mankind at this crucial time in history. Do not fear, my daughter. You are more than capable of this task. Why do you think I demand such discipline from you? You still have some way to go in your spiritual development, but that will come in time. I will continue to communicate privately with you while the first volume goes public. I love you, my daughter. I know you love me. I know that it can be very difficult for you with all your pressures. But you will persevere, get stronger and stronger. Your energy and quick pace of mind will ensure that this important series of messages goes out to all my children everywhere. All countries. That's all for now. Thank you for taking the time to meditate and respond to me this evening. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.